And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with Jaywin Russick, our theater critic. How you doing, Judy?
Fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. We're going to talk about a show that's the only theater. It's called A Vaz. So what does A Vaz mean? What's the background of this play?
A Vaz is a Farsi word for a song, specifically a song as it is being sung. The title's in Farsi because this is an Iranian story. It's the story of an Iranian-American Jewish gay man, and especially the story of his mother, who's an Iranian immigrant. I think maybe it's called A Vaz because the play is like a song about the son's relationship with his mother, but only metaphorically. It's not a musical. Sometimes this is a funny song, a happy song, sometimes sad, sometimes heartbreaking. The son is Michael Cheyenne, who wrote A Vaz and stars in it, although most of the time he's portraying his mother, who's called Roya. This is the play's East Coast premiere, and it comes at a time when immigration is a disturbingly divisive issue in this country. As the play continues, we learn that Roya, what she went through in her native country, how hard it was for her to get to this country, and we learn about the troubled arranged marriage that produced Michael, who is American-born. We also learn almost from the beginning that there's a rift between Michael and his mother. She now lives in Los Angeles, or as she calls it, Tehrangelis. She's preparing to celebrate the Persian New Year, Nowruz, and she hopes that this rift between her and her son will be healed now. I have a clip of Michael Cheyenne portraying his mother, expressing this wish. Let's listen.
I just want to give him wake-up call, you know? I want to give him any call, but does not answer phone. I call, I text, I even send singing drag queen telegram. Cameo, a man dressed up like woman sings Cher greatest hits. If I could turn back time. That's my Cher. But still he doesn't answer. I have not seen him many months. Maybe almost 1 year since he... Anyways, I hope tonight he would come.
That's the actor and playwright Michael Cheyenne portraying his mother in Olney Theater Center's production of A Vaz. So how does Cheyenne physically play this part? Is he in drag when he's doing his mother?
No, he's not in drag, or maybe I should say only very, very slightly. He does have a black beard and a mustache, but he's also wearing what looked like a pair of women's eyeglasses from the 1980s when Roya came to this country. And he's wearing a woman's glittering metallic robe, kind of a caftan, that's worn over a pair of men's black trousers and a black shirt. The costume is designed by Joshua Domino Schwartz, and he never lets us forget the connection between this man, the son, and this woman, his mother. I want to say a little bit more about how Cheyenne portrays her. The play is directed by Moritz von Stupnagel, and Cheyenne is ebullient as Roya. She welcomes us into her home effusively with open arms. She's open-hearted, she's open-minded, particularly about things that aren't accepted in or even allowed in her homeland, her son's sexual orientation, for one thing. Roya believes in women's rights and freedoms. That's another issue that even in this country has become upsettingly topical. Roya's father was an activist. He was imprisoned in Iran for his activism. Interestingly, the family's Judaism also faced discrimination, but it doesn't get too much attention in the play. Cheyenne's homosexuality gets a lot of attention. I brought a clip in which Roya talks about her reaction to having a gay son versus the current Iranian reaction. Let's listen.
Some Persians, they hear gay, they kick out from house, disown. President of Iran, he said gays does not exist. Clearly, he never been to Equinox. I did not disown. I did not kick out. Only I ask, shh. Not so loud. If you want to be gay, but not... Be gay, but not... You know what I mean? But no, Michael had to be a writer. That's Farsi for unemployed.
Yeah, that's Michael Cheyenne playing his mother in A Vaz at Olney Theater. Besides his mother, does Michael Cheyenne play any other characters, and how does he distinguish among them? We should say this is a one-hander, right?
This is a solo show. Play. Absolutely, uh-huh. Absolutely. And he does briefly take on voices, sometimes just mannerisms of other characters. Roya's abusive husband, for example, and a girlhood friend in Tehran, a free spirit who puts them both in danger. But mostly, Cheyenne is playing his mother. At times, I was confused about whether he was himself or his mother, even though generally he plays himself with an American accent. What makes this more confusing is that he tends to talk too fast, and there's occasional confusion about what Roy is saying. As you heard, he plays her with a thick accent, and there are more than a few Farsi words.
What's the production look like? You know, some one-person shows, they're kind of on a bare stage, and, you know, they get out there and talk. How about this one?
Well, this is as far as you can get from a bare stage. In fact, it's one of the more elaborate sets that I've seen at Olney. It's designed by Beowulf Borat, who's a two-time Tony Award winner. Remember that Roya is welcoming us into her home for the holiday of Nowruz. The set is dominated by a huge multi-tiered table that's covered with symbols of the new year. And during the course of the show, she explains what these symbols mean. For example, there's a huge bowl of apples, and apples represent beauty. There's a large container of tall sprouts, which are supposed to collect bad energy. She's very concerned that these sprouts are growing a little too fast. And the set has 9 chandeliers. It has 3 huge gold frame mirrors. Oh, yes, and the floor and the table are covered with bright green shag carpeting. It's a pretty amazing set, and Roya is in her element here.
So you said that this is the play's East Coast premiere. Where else has it been produced?
This is only its second production. It debuted last year at South Coast Repertory in California. And as Michael Cheyenne told the audience on opening night, it's going on tour. The tour starts in Denver in the fall. In early 2025, it's going to be done at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and they're hoping to add more cities. The exoticism of this show is absolutely fascinating, and it paints a very personal picture of repression in Iran. Some of that repression, as I mentioned, is beginning to feel a little too close to home. Cheyenne certainly has a very unique and unusual story to tell. It's a story that has a lot of heart, but it needs to be told a little more clearly.
Yeah, interesting. But of course, folks here in the Mid-Atlantic region have a chance to see it before virtually everybody else in the country, so that's exciting.
It is.
All right, Avaz. It's at the Olney Theater until the 7th of April. And next week, Judy, you and I are going to interview Karen Zacharias, whose play, The Book Club Play, is opening at the Everyman Theater. And you were involved in that play in its early stages,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, very, very, very early on at the O'Neill Theater Center.
Yeah, so we'll have a good time talking to Karen about that. All right, Jay Wynn Russick, she's our theater critic. She is the novelist who has written the novel Please Write a Novel in Letters. We'll see you next week.
Looking forward.
And that's it for us today. Coming up Monday on Midday, we'll talk all things automotive with our good friend John Davis, the host of Motor Week on PBS. And coming up next, a Friday special, a profile of the great Mavis Staples from Sound Opinions and PRX. Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Luke Spicknell is WIPR's operations manager. Taria Rogers and Mallory Pinkard-Pierre produce our program with help from Sam Burmistaws and Izzy Bavis. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music, for which we are eternally grateful. I'm Tom Hall. We're grateful to you for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the radio. Thanks for checking us out online. Thanks for subscribing to the Midday podcast and checking us out on the WIPR app. Have a great weekend.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WIPR.